Start your day at the Tourway, Northwest London, Monday, 4th of Av, 1st of August. Dine Aaron Yitzchok Binstock Schlita, Asoro Haruge Malchus. This week's Tourway has been sponsored by families Wiesenfeld and Wittenberg to celebrate the Bar Mitzvah of Dudi Wittenberg Nereyoe and Leschus Shraga Fivish Ben Elisheva Hinda, Sheyizke Lerufua Shlemo Besuch Shor Chule Yisrael.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. It's a pleasure to be back. I know it's been a few years since I've been last here, but since we're in the Bein HaMetzorim and we're thinking about Tisha B'Av coming next week, I thought I'd talk about the subject of Asoro Haruge Malchus, 10 martyrs, which of course we have in the Kinnus on Aris Levono on Tisha B'Av. And of course there will be the Ada Eskero, which we have on Yom Kippur as well. And so, as we know, when we're reading about the Inyoni Churban, so many great Chachomim like Rabbi Kiva, Rechanina Ben Taradion, were executed in the persecutions together with many, many other people as well. But I started to look at the significance of this phrase, Asoro Haruge Malchus, 10 martyrs, 10 who were killed by the authorities, by those in charge and those in power. The phrase itself is not mentioned neither in the Bavli nor in Yerushalmi, Asoro Haruge Malchus. And the first reference could be in the Geonim, in the Igeres of Shvira Gom, where he's giving a list of the Shalsheles HaKabbalah, of the transmission, and he mentions events that occurred. And so he says, Ubosu Rishimun Gamliel di Iktil Baharuge Malchus, and after Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was killed as the Haruge Malchus, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and his Bub Adan Churban Habayis. He's there at the time of the Churban, where Kippur, Lebes Aspionas Kesa, Ubikish Meno Shushal to the Rabbi Gamliel, Beyavne, Bechachomer. As you know, the Gemara in Gittin, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has his meeting, is smuggled out to his meeting with Vespasian, and he's able to ask for three things for the Shalsheles Rabbi Gamliel, and the Yavne Chachomer, and the doctor. Then he goes on to say, afterwards, Mishachor Beis HaMikdosh, Hiskim Yochanan ben Zakkai, what he did. Then he recapitulates and refers to the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was killed im hasora haruge malchus. So this could be the first reference to a phrase here. However, other editions of Yeris Rav Shira Gaon, I have here the edition of Haiman, and he says, although this text has Asora, you look at other texts and they don't have the word Asora, he says, Nira Miyuta, it could well be it's superfluous here because it's not in a context where it's listing other people. And so, when you go to the Gemaras, in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi there are five Chachomim who are listed, as you can see there in the chart, Shimon ben Gamliel, Yishmo ben Arisha, Rekiva, Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Nachtam. And in the Bavli, you've got Shimon ben Gamliel, Yishmo ben Arisha, Rabbi Kiva, Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Chanina ben Taradion, Rabbi Chutzpitz. See, this is a Chachomim that are mentioned in the Bavli as those who are Ruge Malchus, those who are killed. Of course, in our piyutim, we have more. In the Arzil of Ono, the piyut that we have, there are those Chachomim, you can see, the eight that are listed there. And the Ele Eskara, as we say on Yom Kippur, you've got the ten Chachomim whose names are listed. Interestingly, there are many Rishonim that don't refer to Asora Haruge Malchus. So for the Rambam, when he's talking about people dying al Kiddush Hashem in Hilchos Yisoy de Torah, the Rambam refers to Hoyo Ba Asora Yisrael Harzikir Shashem Barabim, and if it's in the presence of 10 people, Makadish Shem Shemaim Vayim, for example, Kudinil Chananim Yisrael Ba Azaria, as we have in Nach with Doniel and Chananim Yisrael Zah, the Rebbe Yekiva Ba Chaviro. And Rabbi Kiva and his Haverim, who are killed al Kiddush Hashem, okay, the Haruge Malchus, but he doesn't say there were 10 of them. And the Rive of Bala Kabbalah, as you know, there are three Chachomim who live round about the 11th, 12th century, are known as the Rive. There's the Rive of Bala Sokos, who comments on the Rambam, is in Poskir in Provence. There's the Rive Balimuna Roma, who's a philosopher, who lives in Spain in the 12th century. And there's the Rive Bala Kabbalah, who writes the Sefer HaKabbalah, Book of Jewish History. And he refers to a list of Chachomim who have died, the Nehrag, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel HaZokim, who are Nossi, Varotza, Titus, Laharag, Yisrael, Gamliel Noi, Upiyasa, Rabbi Yochanan, then Zakkai. And so he, you know, describes the interactions that are taking place. And he lists the Chachomim who are being killed, and he says, but he doesn't make a list of 10. You know, if you think, as he's writing a work of history, he referred to the list of the 10 Chachomim. No, he just lists a number of them, but he doesn't say, even though he lists a number, he doesn't link it up to 10. And similarly, you know, at the end of that particular section, he refers to Ptolemy. Ptolemy's with Nichtav Sefer Almagesti. Ptolemy's Almagest, which was the classic work of astronomy for many centuries till then you get the Copernican Revolution. And reference 7, the Me'iri, very interesting hakdomota to Pirkei Avos, where the Me'iri lists the Shalshelis HaKabbalah. And the Me'iri is the number of Chachomim. And he says, Bizman Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Be'oitzizman Shishimish Koid Machurubon, Hoyim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Azokim, Behu Ha'oiso Shenerag, Rabbi Lesben Yaakov, Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Lozab, and Rabbi Shmuel Elisha, Koid Gosh Hoyo, Meharuge Malchus. So the nearest gets the number of Chachomim who are killed, Als Kiddush Hashem. But he doesn't say Asoro Haruge Malchus. And so they are not mishtamish with this particular phrase. However, there are a number of midrashim that do refer to the phrase Asara Mu'imalchus, and many piyutim. And since the discovery of the Cairo Geniza, we're now able to access many, many more piyutim. When in the 19th century, people, scholars like Zuntz, were looking at the sources, they only found 15. Now we have 27 piyutim that have been composed on the theme of the Asara Mu'imalchus. And it could be that the oldest is by Yanai, who could be as early as the 6th century in Eretz Yisrael, possibly even earlier. And his piyut is part of what you call a kedushta. A kedushta is a piyut that's recited in the Chazoras HaShatz. As we know, Yom HaRoim, we have got many extras in our Chazoras HaShatz, the piyutim. We say some in the first, second, third brachas of the Amida. The Kedushta is one that's said in the third brach of the Amida. And it's said for the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks. Connected, he says, Kedushta l'Shabbos Divrei. That's when you're saying the Haftorah of Divrei Mimyo, the first of the of three of Gimel de Puranusa. And in this particular piyut, he refers Oz b'mosi dibros asoro, hofshutu b'monu adoyim asoro, and he goes on to list 10 chachomim that lost their wives, et tzadikim. But interestingly, he links it not to what you might think, you know, as we know in Eile Eskara about Mechiras Yosef, he links it, the asoro chachomim, to the aseres hadibros. He says, Gam onuchi diberoshim vidalti, nichroshim of Yishma bechachme dosi, dovri lo eitz ato ovi tomo shchinosi, bechos vishon shisosisi. And so he goes through all the aseres hadibrois and linking them with the chachomim, and these were the leaders of the dor whose lives were taken because Klal Yisrael weren't keeping aseres hadibrois. So you see his list. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yehuda Arachdom, Rabbi Chutzin Zaturgaman, Ben Boba, Rabbi Yishuva, Rabbi Yekiva, Rabbi Ben Azai, Hanani Ben Taradion, Rabbi Tarfel, sometimes Hanani in some sources Hanina, okay? But it's the same person. So he refers to 10 righteous ones who were destroyed, but he links it to Klal Yisrael's breaking of the Aseret HaDibros. So this is a very early reference to Asara Harugi Malchus. Turn now to page 3, and we have a piyut for Tisha B'Av, composed by Rabbeinu Sadjigor, okay? So page Rabbeinu Sadjigor, 892-942, lives in Bovel. And his piyut is called Zechor Tevusa Satzoyim. Zechor Tevusa Satzoyim Tivchor Likfirim Shoagim, V'hincho Ta'alem Li'itos V'acharish Bavaro Doagim, Nachroseinu Shishamato V'tavto Oivim Nizakas Oirgim, V'chomakta Me'ir V'isim Nakas Aseres Harugim. Okay, so there's Aseres Harugim, 10 martyrs here in the spirit of Rabbeinu Sadjigor. And his list, the lists are all slightly different, okay? The list is Shimon Gamlir, Yishmael ben Arisha, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi ben Bova, Rechanina ben Tzran, Rabbi Shegba ben Loza ben Doma, Rechanina ben Chachinai, Rabbi Chutzmitz, Rabbi Loza ben Shamua. But when we examine this spirit of Rabbeinu Sadjigor, we find it's not kinnus. It's not kinnus he's talking about. He's talking about slichus. And so he gives an introduction to this particular section in his Siddur. There's the Arabic and the Hebrew translation. I'm going to give you a list of 27 slichas. Yud Aleph Mehen the Tisha B'Av, 11 for Tisha B'Av, Shnayim L'Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, 2 for Shivos B'Tammuz, Shnayim L'Gimel Tishrei, 2 more for Tzom Gedalia, Shnayim L'Asara B'Teves, and 2 for Asara B'Teves. Three more for Tanis Esther. Vishiva Litzan Poshut Kishiyachov and 2 more and 7 more for any a Tanis that may occur. And he says, "Ask me Yud Aleph Tisha B'Av, and I'm going to give you now the 11 for Tisha B'Av." And so this is a slicha, not a kinnah. So what's the difference? I mean, for many of us, you know, kinnahs, slichas, is all complicated Hebrew and poetry we don't really understand so well. So, you know, what's the difference between a kinnah and a slicha? What's the difference? So you see at the end of the section why he's calling it a slicha. He's tashmir ronanos b'chol gvuleha, sisu atam asos komas avinleha, kemelech reshim kisi rachamim. Okay, that's our slichas refrain. As we know, from our slichas before Yom HaNoraim, whenever we say slichas, you have the piyut, and then you go to Kemelech Yishu Rachim, Hashem Hashem Kerachim Mechanot, etc. So a slicha is a piyut which has the refrain of Shlosha Simidros and Kemelech Yishu introducing it, etc. And so here we see slichas on Tisha B'Av, not kinnah, slichas on Tisha B'Av. So what's going on? So why is that so? So you have to understand a bit of a background to what takes place on Tisha B'Av and how the service has the Seder of our Tefillah has evolved to where we have it today from what it originally was. So originally in Bovel, the Tisha B'Av service was similar to that on other Tanis and other fast days, with the addition of a bracha in Yerushalayim Yericho. Just as you have Yalav Yovoy on Rosh Chodesh, and so on Tisha B'Av, you had Nachem in Yerushalayim Yericho. And was said in all three tefillahs. You need some minhagim today, do say it. That's not our Ashkenazi minhag. And so here, from Seder Amram Goam, Seder Tisha B'Av, with Tisha B'Av, Arvis Shachris Uminu Mispalu Shemunei Seif Kamo B'Chol, a regular weekday Amida, Shami Yigir Shalayim Yerucha, Barachim Yitoshu, V'nei Ozab Yinam, V'nei Ozab Yinam, etc. When you get Shalayim Yerucha, then you say the bracha. His version is Rachim rather than ours, as you know, it's Nachim, but it's a version of the bracha ending at Menachem Tzimur in Yerushalayim. And Zu Tefillah Mishispalin Arvis Shachris Umincha. And so that's the minhag you said it to all three tefillahs. And so that was what you did on that. And then he continues with Shachris Yerush Lechtzibo Mispalot Kuchol Atanios. The chazan davens as you do on every tanyos. V'ne'er Oymet Slichus B'chanul Ma'abir Slech. And he adds slichas in Selach Nono. This is the minhag in the United Synagogue in many kehillas. You look in the singer's prayer book, Selach Nono, in the middle, adds slichas. A number of kehillas put it at the end, after the Amidah. But the old minhag, which is still maintained in many United Synagogue communities, my shul in St. John's Wood, we uphold it. And so you say that the slichas in the middle repetition, in Selach Nono. And this is what the Rav Amro is going and saying, is what you do on a Tainis, and what you do on Tisha B'Av as well. Anenu ben Goyleroife, and similarly Anenu, that you say, which the Chazan says in the repetition of the year, V'yochad Oymer Shemeh Tefillah, and of course an individual say it in Shema Kulein. And Tisha B'Av, Shechol Yos B'Sus Shabbos, Enum V'yanoim, he says, V'ol Acha Shekoy Reikinus, and after you've read Kinnus, Omer Volatziyon God. So after you've read Kinnus, what does it mean? Yeah, absolutely. So Kinnus here doesn't mean Kinnus, as what we call Kinnus. Kinnus is, which is understood in Chazal, in the Gemara, in Igonim as Sefer Eichel. After you read Sefer Eichel, okay, then you say Volatziyon, etc. And it's quite clear that according to Rav Amram Goam, Eichel was read both in the night and in the day. Okay, you read Sefer Eichon. So you said the slichas in the repetition of the Amira, and then the Shachris. You know, you'd have Kriyas HaTorah. Then you'd read Eicha HaTorah, and then Eicha, then Volatzin, etc. The conclusion. So what's changed? The change occurs through Rav Elazar HaKalir, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's responsible because of the influence of his piyutim, a change that takes place. And here you have, I've reproduced for you, the Hakdoma of Rav Daniel Goldschmidt to his edition of Sefer Kinnes, which is public, Mamos Ad Rav Kook. He said, near about Dvorim, Shetfilas Shachris Hurchava Barishon of Eretz Yisrael, that whilst the Seder Amlom God is referring to what was taking place in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, and there wasn't too much interaction between the communities, they had their own separate minhagim. So in Eretz Yisrael, things are being expanded there. Shom nishabru kroivos lechol hatanios. There, kroivos were composed for the tanios. Kroivos are poetic additions to each of the brachas of the Amida, the Chazan says in the Chazor HaShatz. And, you know, some Sidurim have them for Purim, and for Tisha B'Av. You'll find in the Rosenfeld edition of the Kinnes, you'll see the Kroivos, the additions to each of the brachas of the repetition of Amida. Rubon l'chol yudches brachas shel Amida, for the majority of the 18 brachas of the Amida. Kroivos ke'elu nishmur lonu b'machzori Roma v'Romania. We still have these in the Machzor of the community of Rome and the Romanian Minhag. L'chol ha'tanios, for all the tanios. But Tisha B'av b'chlolon, including Tisha B'av as well. B'sha'a tanios shuvu b'brocha hashishis es amiras haslichas. And in the other tanios, it was in the sixth brocha salach lonu that you said the slichas. V'iva b'tisha b'av nog l'harchi b'az brocha yudalit. Although, as we've just seen in Ramon Gorn, it was slichas were inserted in Slach Lonu, the practice came to insert the slichas in the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, to expand that particular bracha, bracha bone of Yerushalayim. Ali Ritzuk Meyuchad Shil Piyutim HaMechuna Gam Hu Kinnes, by a genre of Piyutim that became known as Kinnes, connected with, of course, Sefer Echa. Rebeloza Hakaliri, who can near a Zesha Kovaz Sages in the Meah Hashviyas. It appeared that Rebeloza Hakaliri, of course, there's much debate as to when he lived, but the scholarly consensus places him in the 7th century. And he writes, he's the person for expanding this particular genre of Piyutim. Al Kaponim Piyutim Isuk Zer Kudumim Yoseh. We don't have evidence of Piyutim of this particular kind from an earlier period. Yitziroiso shel Hakalino futzi ba'artes ha'golam, and his literary product becomes extended throughout the worlds of outside Eretz Yisrael and Gola as well. And it says ayam b'machzor ha'edos, and they found in all the edos in all the practices. Rosenfeld is he kasab chamish kruvis Tisha B'Av. He writes five sets of piyutim. Okay, so we've got one particular set in our Sefer Kinnes. But he actually wrote five sets. He's a really prolific paitan. B'neihem Zechor Eva, Shenishmer Rabbah Zoy Roma. There's a particular kinnon of Zechor Eva, which is the Machzor Roma they have, Romania. The Avich, Hakulul Machzor Ashkenazi Oitik. And another one called Avich, which is in the old Ashkenazi Minot. The Chenamala Mechamishim Kinnos. He composed more than 50 kinnos. And originally they were, as we would have expected, part of the kroivos of the repetition of the Amida. The first kinna that we say in the morning, Shobasuru, is clearly the beginnings, the kinna, say the kinna in the Ashkenazi practice. He ham shocher shel akrova zechor eva. It's clearly a continuation of the krova zechor eva. Rak kach efshel lahavin sam esa hamavnei shel akinuzos. And only if you see it that way can you understand what this kinner is saying, because it seems to jump in the middle as you start to reach the kinner of Shabbos. It seems to jump in the middle, and only if you see how the krova originally started, then you understand it properly. Don't be surprised he wrote so many kinnas for one day. Had Yodenu bipriitoi shtei krovos of Purim, we got two sets of krovos of Purim, shtayin v'sukkos, two lots for sukkos, avshtayin Rosh Hashanah, two lots of Rosh Hashanah, though he only wrote for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because it would appear that in his time, you know, it's only keeping one day of Rosh Hashanah, but that's a separate chip. V'yidoyim lonu gam two shtayin shemir etzeres, and shemir etzeres as well. And so, Kavonos Hoysa Kinira, Lavshishim is Spanin, Livchok, Robus Kirzono. It would appear that in his time, you chose which one you wanted to say. Didn't intend for all of them to be said. Indeed, some communities don't say all kinnis. In my kehillah, we just choose a few and we discuss them and have a little shiur on each of the kinnis. You choose a few, and as long as you're saying kinnis that are representative of the different genres, you know, the ones that you could do that, rather than have to say all of them. But the way, as we've seen it, he composes it, that there is a linkage phrase at the end of one kinnah that links it with the next one as well. But it was the choice of the Shliach Tzibur, if he was going to jump to a different kinnah, he didn't have to include that linkage phrase right at the end. In this time of Avodah Zarah, it was only the chazan who was standing up, saying the kinnas by himself for the sake of the tzibur. I mean, many people in the tzibur more than had a text. It was just the chazan who was saying the kinnah by himself. But she'asi aviyab kruba b'ptidas amidon. The machzayi Roma v'Romania had mutfosim oid nishma seydes there. This practice is still maintained in certain countries, Italia, Arizmar Afrom. And the Italian minister until relatively recently still had, it was just the chazan that said the kinnah. Now in due course, now we have to understand, the kinnahs became detached from the Amida. You originally started them saying in the Chazorah Sashat, Sibruch Rishlaim Iricho. Then they become detached from the Amida. And so once they're detached from the Amida, when you're saying them, after Kriyas HaTorah. And our minhag is no longer to lay eicho in the morning, so once we've taken Sefer Torah, we sit down and say kinnahs. Because they're not being done in the Amida, we sit down for them. Once you started to say kinnahs separate to the Amida, it became natural to say a few kinnahs in the evening after we've read eicho. And so that's the next stage of the minhag, as where in its development, is saying a few kinnahs in the evening after we said eicho. So let's now move to the kinnah of Arz al-Lavono, the one which we read on Tisha B'Av. It's a composer of Meir ben Yechiel, one of the Balei HaTosfos, who lives around 1190. And as you know, Arz al-Lavono, Avira HaTorah, Balei Tris in Mishnah and Gemara, Gebore Chorach Amola V'Torah, Demom Nishbach Menoshesor Gevura, Hinam Kudosh Harugim Malchus Asora. So he's writing a kinnah for the Asora Harugim Malchus. But then you look at the kinnah, there's only eight. Only eight names mentioned there. As you see in the chart, of Yerushim and Gamliel, Yishmo ben Elish, Yakiva, Yehuda ben Baba, Chani ben Taravion, Yerushim Chutzbis, and Elazar ben Shemur. He only goes on to mention eight names. So what's happened? So the answer is, the princes missed out a line and a half. If you go back to the Ksav Yad, and Rabbi Daniel Goldschmidt, in his Sefer, in his edition of Kinnahs, gives you the full text. Because if you see the proper edition, the original edition, he has a proper acrostic. It's Aleph Beis Tav, and then his name, the name of the Machaber, is Meir ben Yechiel, Chazak ve'ematz. And so it's Kol Bas Yotza Olav Shoniach Klum Mitaraz Moshe L'Shomron, Va'achrov Rabbi Loza ben Doma Amitzas Tvinin Yeshoron, and so what's happened in our printed editions, you have to begin a line with the word va'acharov. Can you see in this, there's two va'acharovs. There's one at the beginning of line two, and there's one halfway along line three. Va'acharov ilos men domo. And then halfway along the line, the Achra Bichutzbitz Biyom Evra. And so what has happened? The printers, Yotzeb Askom, Olav Shulohiniyah Klum Mitaraz Moshe Ramzom, and the printer changed it around from Kol Bas Yotze to Yotzeb Askom. He didn't realize that it was actually should be following an acrostic and have the Kuf, the Kol at the beginning. And then the Achra Bichutzbitz, he misses out a line and a half and jumps to the Achra Bichutzbitz instead of the Achra of Rabbi Lozim and Doma. And you know, and that's how it's been. I suppose, you know, people didn't take kinnahs, the editions, too seriously. You know, people used to have a minhag, used to have a floppy. You know, I grew up with this as a very flimsy editions of kinnahs. Some people would just put them in Geniza after Tisha B'Av. Oh, here's the Shem, the base of Mishnah we built next year. We won't need it anymore. And so, you know, it, perhaps not too much effort was paid into how things were being typed, etc. But the Lion and the Half got dropped out. Now, you know, I engage sometimes with Corum publishers who like to produce very, very nice and very well edited volumes, and they produce a new edition of Sichas and of Kinnis, and I saw that they also missed out on it. They thought they'd try and collect and correct this. I've given you here the Corum, but they said they tried to collect it, to correct it, but they missed out a line, giving us 9 instead of 10. So they've gone back to the Ksav Yad. You can see that because they've got Kol Bas Yotza Olov, which is how it is in the Ksav Yad. Shoniach Klum Mitoras Moshe L'Shomra. And then Es Rabbi Chanina V'Chachinai. They've missed out the line for Afro Ben Dobon. So they tried to correct it, but didn't correct it properly enough, etc. So that's the kino of Arzi Halvona. Now, what the kino does, and this is developed more fully in Eile Eskerah, the Sricha we say in Yom Kippur, it gives the impression that all these tzaddikim lived at the same time. And for many generations, Chachamim were pointed out, how could it be? They didn't. It's one, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they lived before the Churban, some are perishing in the time of the Churban, and a number are perishing at the time of the persecutions after Bar Kokhba Yivol, the Hadrianic persecutions. So they're not living at the same time, and yet the Baal HaKinah, the Baitan, is describing it as a tragedy that the emperor, the king, is having them all executed in the same sort of period of time. And so what's going on? And so, and of course, the Midrashim on which these kinnas are based, Midrash Eile Eskerah, etc., does give the impression that this was the case, although historically it was not so. So one basic explanation is that the Paitan is doing it for emotional impact. That, you know, we see it as a blur, the whole period, and the Gemara does that as well. You're talking in one sugi, you're talking about the Churban HaBayis, and a few lines later, you're talking about the Churban HaBeitan. So it's the tragedy that led to the loss of our Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael at that time, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, the failure of the Baal Kochba, and we see it in one blurred mass. And so the Paitan is doing that poetically. An interesting suggestion is made by Moshe Orbach in an essay he writes in Yeshurim back in 1923, 100 years ago. He offers a suggestion that Ha'asorah Harugi Malchus, because clearly the Piyutim are referring to a Masorah of Ha'asorah Harugi Malchus. So the Rebbe saying, you know, in the Rishonim they refer to it, the Paitanim have this Masorah of Ha'asorah Harugi Malchus going back. Yanai is already 6th century, so it's an ancient Masorah. It could be, he says, that these are referring to Rabbi Akiva and his contemporaries who were killed in the aftermath of the Bar Kokhba revolt. However, in the original versions, the Chachamim, names of the Chachamim given without the names of their fathers, like just Rabbi Yishmur, Rabbi Shimon, etc. Those are the names that were given originally. And it could be in subsequent copyings of these passages, a copyist adds what he thinks his father's name should be, Shimon Gamliel, Shmuel Gongol, etc. And it could be that these were, in fact, not the original Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shmuel Gongol, but rather contemporaries of Rabbi Akiva. And so the Asorah Harugi Malch could well be referring to 10 Chachomim at the time of Rabbi Akiva and his contemporaries, other, and he lists the names and he gives proofs for his suggestion, etc. So that's another way of looking at it. Just have a few minutes to look at Eile Eskerah. They appear, we say, on Yom Kippur. The author is a Yehuda, little is known about him, and the Slicha is based on Midrashim, and the Eile Eskerah introduces another dimension to the tragedy. Namely, that these Chachomim are being executed for the unrequited sin of Mechiras Yosef. As you know, in Eskerah, if Ganesh Mechorah, what happens, you're Chayv, etc. And most communities, we know, our minhag is to say it's after the Avodah on Yom Kippur. However, there were other minhagim. So others say it's Mincha on Yom Kippur. Some say Erev Yom Kippur, and some Sephardic to say it on Tisha B'Av as their kinnas. Now, there are difficulties with this particular Slicha. The Shalsheles HaKabbalah, Rabbi Gadya Yahya in 16th century, had many questions on the Midrash and the Piyot. And he says, first of all, the one we discussed, the Chachomim not of the same generation. But he sort of asked me, Sad Hashkofa, children don't die for the sins of the parents. Why are the Chachomim punished? Why not punish, you know, Koitim, sinners, etc., and so on. And he answers, he said, well, it must be a poetic composition that's there to strike fear into our hearts on these days. One can answer, you know, there's interest in Meshech Chochmah and other Makoros as well, is that at the end of the day, what the Balakina is challenging us, it's responsibility of all of us, especially the Manhiki Ador, to address the root cause of Mechiras Yosef, which is Sinas Chinam. And, there's a passage here from Meshech Chochmah, I won't go through it with you, but Rabbi Obin says, B'cholda, Adai Chet Shem Mechiras Yosef Kayim. That the Chet HaEgel challenges us on our failure ben Adam l'Makom, and Mechiras Yosef challenges us on a Chatoim ben Adam l'Chaver. And if we are lacking, if our door is lacking in this particular area, Sinas Chinam being the most prevalent illustration of this, then it's the door is high, and it's the Manhigi Ador who have to bear responsibility. And so, as we're now building up to come to Tisha B'Av, we should address and realize our responsibilities been on the Chavero in trying to address the challenge of Sinas Chinam, which is still prevalent in our society, to counter with Avas Chinam, Mias Hashem, basically, we should be able to bond with me and remedy on me.
Amen. Thank you.